The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf.' He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord. The psalmist tells us, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord." Lent is a time that reminds us of the unconditional love and mercy of our Heavenly Father, who is all out to embrace us back into His love in spite of our ugly past. The return of a sinner is always a reason for rejoicing. All that requires is just one step from our part. The Lord says, "There is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who do not need repentance." Through the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus presents our Heavenly Father as one who takes 100 steps towards us when we take one step towards Him. One who runs towards us when we think of walking towards Him. One who wants to treat us as princes, putting ring on our fingers and sandals on our feet, covering us with finest robes when we expect to be treated as slaves. One who wants to restore us back into His love as sons and daughters when we expect to be employed as servants. He is a Father who longs to embrace us close to His heart so that we can feel His heart beating with love and forgiveness. He is an awesome Father who embraces us because He wants to feel the beat of our heart rather than see us fall at His feet. He wants to reconcile us with Himself. He wants to make us a new creation. Once, a Sunday school teacher was narrating the story of the prodigal son to her little children. And she explained at length the resentment of the older son. At the end, winding up the class, she asked them, "Now tell me, who was really unhappy that the prodigal son had returned?" There was silence, and then one hand came up. A little boy stood up and said, "I think it is the fattened calf." The story of the prodigal son who returned ends with a happy note saying, "And they began to celebrate, slaughtering the fattened calf." But the sad part in the story is that the elder brother found himself outside the house because of his resentment and his unwillingness to forgive his brother and to join the happiness of his father. He is presented as complaining and grumbling that His father never gave him even a young goat in comparison with the fattened calf for his useless brother. Jesus brings out this point in the parable when he presents the elder brother who refused to join the celebration, justifying that he had always been faithful and that his father never considered him a reason for celebration. Although he was always in the house, he never felt himself belonging to the family. His self-righteous attitude automatically keeps him out of the celebration. It in turn becomes a reason for his unhappiness. The father tells him, "My son, all I have is yours." But he seems to be attributing his happiness to a fattened calf or a young goat that he did not get, rather than all that the father had for him. He played the role of a dutiful son, but his heart was not in it. By saying that he had been slaving for his father, he reveals that it was not a love relationship that he had with his father, but only a business relationship. He had no feeling of compassion, forgiveness, or sympathy for his brother. Rather, he was resentful, bitter, and angry that his brother was back. He was so jealous of his brother that he never wanted to see him again. He leveled a series of allegations against his prodigal brother, whom he viewed as a rival now. He questions the sincerity of his father's love for him because he killed the fattened calf for his brother. Instead of honoring his father by joining in accepting his brother back and playing an appropriate role in the celebration, the elder son publicly insulted and humiliated his father by speaking ill of his own brother. He would rather have rejoiced over the misery of his brother than the happiness of his father. St. Paul, speaking of love in his first letter to the Corinthians, says, "Real love rejoices for others and with others." The elder son's self-righteous attitude made him unable to rejoice over his brother or rejoice with his father. The unforgiving brother represents the self-righteous Pharisees who accused, as we heard in the gospel today, Jesus for welcoming tax collectors and sinners and for eating with them. This is because of their self-righteousness that tagged these group of people as not deserving the mercy and love of God, as a group that had nothing in them to be rejoiced over. Though through this parable, Jesus teaches us that God's sense of justice and love is beyond human comprehension and outside the parameters of human judgment. In our lives too, we can find that there have been moments when we have had such self-righteous attitude of the elder brother, not being happy with others' return, or angry that others are forgiven and accepted, unhappy that others receive the fattened calf, while in our judgment they don't even deserve a goat. Being blind to all that we have in our search for what we don't get. There must have been also times in our life when we measured others' love for us by attaching our own happiness to some fattened calf that we did not receive from them. The parable invites us to see if all what we do are expressions of our love for God, or whether we consider all our actions as slaving for God, like the elder son in the parable. Well, if our judgment of God's love for us and our happiness depends merely on a fattened calf and not on all that the Father has given us, then it is certain that frustration, resentment, and unhappiness will be the outcome. Let not a fattened calf become the reason for us to lose our membership in the family of God, nor let it forfeit the happiness of the Father. Let us feel our oneness with the Father by welcoming, accepting, and forgiving our brothers and sisters. Let us see in others always a reason to celebrate and to be happy, rather than seeing in others a reason for resentment. Let us celebrate love and life and become a new creation in Christ, becoming ambassadors of Christ, being reconciled with God.